This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Brian Stevenson is a renowned lawyer, social justice activist, and founder and executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative. And as you'd expect, he's much in demand as a speaker. In his brilliant memoir, Just Mercy, Brian Stevenson tells a story that I've been thinking about a lot. He explained that he'd been befriended by Johnny Carr, a woman in her late 70s whom he described as charismatic, powerful, and inspiring. She'd been one of the chief architects of the Montgomery bus boycott, and she succeeded Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as the president of the Montgomery Improvement Association. He recounts the kind of conversations they would have. "Brian, Rosa Parks is coming to town, and we're going to meet over at Virginia Durr's house. Do you want to come over and listen?" "When Ms. Carr called me, she either wanted me to come someplace to speak or to go someplace to listen. Whenever Ms. Parks came to town, I'd be invited to listen. Oh, yes, ma'am, I'd love to come over and listen," I'd always say, affirming that I understood what to do when I arrived. I love thinking about this distinction as I head into various conversations of my own. Am I there to speak? Or am I there to listen? I'll put a link to his book, Just Mercy, in the show notes. I highly recommend it. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.